Well, you know, Derek, no one wants to be on the wrong side of that issue. No one wants to say that it's important if someone has money, because I get that. Absolutely, I get that. Yes, in that aspect, it would be fair, because everyone is going to have that opportunity to be released. And I would, again, wouldn't want to say that it's, you know, that anyone who has more money should have more opportunity or the opportunity to be out of jail. But we've been using that system for so long. I have been a police officer since the late 80s, and it's sort of a joke, and I've used it before. The only thing that police officers hate more than change is the way things are. So it's different. I mean, it's different how, you know, we have been doing things for years and years and years. And as long as it applies to everyone equally, then yes, it should be more fair. But, you know, I'll add something that you never hear about the Pretrial Fairness Act is if they are detained or they're determined to be a threat and the state's attorney files a petition to detain, to keep these people, then they are kept in jail and they don't have an opportunity to post bail. They can't get out of jail. And no one really talked about that. Before, you know, yes, it took money, but everyone generally had bail set so they could get out of a jail if they had the means. And it's not going to be that way, you know, anymore. If they're go through and I believe it's a detention hearing. Now, there has to be a hearing in front of a judge. But if the judge finds that they can be held, then you just don't get out of jail. And I would think that people would talk about that, or that would be a concern. But I haven't really heard anyone speak on that matter.
Yeah, I haven't either. Is there a specific time frame as far as having that detention hearing? Does it have to be set at a certain time after
Yes.
they get set in jail?
Yes, it does. And there are a lot of, you know, specifics. I believe that they have to have that hearing if it's available within 48 hours. And I'm not an expert on the language, but I know they changed also the speedy trial date. I think it used to be 120 days once someone is charged. I believe that's 90 days now. And I believe if we have court, they have to be in within 48 hours to have that detention hearing. But again, there are a lot of specifics. We're working really, really hard on this, and I have to give a lot of credit to our state's attorney too, Aaron Jones. He is working closely with us to make sure we comply with this. That's probably my biggest concern is, hey, this is the law. This is how it's going to be. And, we're going to comply with it. We're going to make it work, and we're going to comply with it. So it's going to be a big change, and it's going to be probably some problems that need worked out as we go. But this bill, when it first came out, you remember, people do talk about this. It was passed in the middle of the night after, not much input. We didn't think from police officers. And since then, there have been two trailer bills to this, which change things. And most of those changes were for the better. But my point in that is it's been complicated. And there's a lot in this bill. But we're gonna work hard and make sure that we carry it out and that we do it right.
Yeah, the language is a bit specific, and you just mentioned earlier there's not as much gray area as far as people being detained. It's either you are or you're not at this point.
Yes, and people brought this up before when we're talking about this bill, things we're concerned with. It's really been somewhat, the federal system has been like this for a long time.
Okay.
So it's not mirrored on the federal system. It's not exactly like the federal system, but it does resemble it in a way. So it's not completely new or completely different, but it is new and different to us.
Yeah, new to the state at the very least.